Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
The following episode is brought to you in part by Vitamin A Swim. Spring is here, people, and summer is around the corner. Let me tell you, there's nothing better than a killer swimsuit on your next vacay. Love me some vacation style. And the swimsuits I always come back to are Vitamin A. They nail all their swimsuits season after season after season. I love that I can always count on them, from bikinis to one pieces and everything in between. They come to me on every vacation. The fit is really fantastic and they work for all body types. Swimsuits, as you guys all know, can be so hard to find. You have to think about the fit and the style and the look, but I'm telling you, look no further. Go and check out Vitamin A. You will not be disappointed. Everyone I know is obsessed with them. I literally have been wearing them over 2 or 3 years plus. I have Elia one piece in black, and I have to say, it is amazing. It's the perfect one piece that helps you feel tucked in, but also sexy. It's a halter top with a little bit of a low back, so you're covered, but you also don't feel frumpy. Also, the fit and fabric are incredible, and that is the most important thing. Everyone needs a great black one piece. It's a staple in my closet. Just wanted to shout out and say that Vitamin A is a sustainable swim and apparel designed and made locally in Southern California, which means so much to us here at Lipstick on the Rim. In 2010, they created and launched their first swim fabric made from recyclable fibers. They even patented plant-based swim fabric made of castor bean oil. Their bikinis, bodysuits, and loungewear are designed to last with exceptional quality and a flawless fit. Also, every Vitamin A purchase prioritizes the health of our planet. Through their partnership with 1% for the Planet, they give back a portion from every sale to organizations that protect our oceans. Just in time for summer, head to vitaminaswim.com. Find your perfect bikini. Use code LIPSTICK at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. You guys are going to be obsessed.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty. And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Emisha, have you ever tried the Alpha Beta Peel Pads by Dr. Dennis Gross?
Of course I have. You told me to use them.
Yes, I have. Actually, our next guest introduced me to the Alpha Beta Peel Pads almost 20 years ago. Today, we have the honor of chatting with the OG dermatologist, Dennis Gross. He is a dermatologic surgeon and scientist. He has been practicing over 25 years. He's been rated by New York Magazine as one of the best doctors in the United States. He's been on CBS, Dr. Oz, CNN, The Today Show. We actually bonded in his office over the peel pads. Today, you're going to give our listeners a lesson on retinol, rebuilding collagen, and how to de-stress your skin. And when you just tell the story about how you basically created the peel in your office, but you wanted the Alpha Beta peel to be for everyone.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. You know, I was a skin cancer researcher in New York City, so I had a lot of science background. I went into dermatology, and I really combined chemistry and the clinical specialty of dermatology into my products. And I was doing a peel in my practice that was very different back then. And this is interesting because we're going to talk about stuff like this later. We talk about retinol because it's relevant. in that, you know, they're telling us to do peels that were harsh and had a downtime. I didn't buy into it at all, and prove that you can get great results without a downtime and that you could do it every single day. And so I formulated in my office, yes, with for my patients, and I gave it to you. And then lo and behold, word of mouth spread from the results that it was getting, that this became a company that has grown to what it is now from that story.
I mean, it is unbelievable. And just quickly tell, I mean, because I love, you know, I love a married couple, especially one that is like so still together, still dominating. But she actually helped create and made you do your own products.
Here's a story. She was pregnant with twins. And she couldn't come into my office to get the peels. And she was pissed. Because not only am I pregnant and I'm miserable and I feel so this way, that way, I can't get my peels. She said, you just bring this home to me. And I brought it home to her, and I created, these pads that were calibrated, and they're now the alpha beta pill you see retail. But before that, you know, I was using them on cotton balls in my practice. So I brought home pads to her and said, here you go. This will get you through the time you can come back to our office for your real peels. And it became the alpha beta pill. You know, I said, this seems like it could be a product. That was my first reaction to the way it was looking on her when we first started using it in our house.
Yeah, you were really the first person, I think, like when I think of a Sephora brand, like you were the brand that has been there forever. I mean, I remember walking into Sephora, you know, 15 years ago and seeing your products. I mean, you have seen the entire space evolve and build and grow off of, you know, you kind of paved the way, I feel like, for a lot of brands to follow. Mm-hmm. How does it feel like? And what do you think of that?
Well, honestly, to be very honest, it's just sinking in now. I'm a little slow to the game here. You know, people have been telling me for years now that I changed their life, you know, and that their skin, you know, and yes, I honestly can tell you, the honest truth is I have a high standard for myself. Okay. And so, yeah, now I realize what I've done. This is crazy. This is unbelievable. Yeah. People who've been using this peel since the day it was launched, like you guys, basically, they can look like they haven't aged. Like they age like 1 year for every 6 or 7 they live.
Mental health is everything, people. And I'm such a firm believer in therapy, and I've seen it transform so many people's lives, including my own. However, it can be very difficult to find the right therapist for you. But today I'm chatting about a company that is making it so much easier. The company is Talkspace. I know I've talked a lot about this on Lipstick on the Rim, but finding time to talk with a therapist can seem impossible. Whether you're a mom, a student, or a recent graduate, making the time to chat with a therapist can be really challenging. That's why I love Talkspace. It's an online therapy that gives you unlimited access to a licensed therapist so you can set aside time to put yourself first. That's right. Gives you time to put yourself first. Whatever challenges you're facing in your mental health, whether you're struggling with low self-esteem, body image issues, anxiety, or anything else, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. And to be honest, no matter where you are in your mental health journey, you deserve better care than the generalized advice put together from Dr. Google. Most doctors will tell you, dear Lord, please don't Google. That's why talking to real mental health professionals are so important. Talkspace has thousands of licensed therapists across dozens of specialties, so you can connect with someone that's trained for just what you need. Talkspace makes it so easy to connect with a therapist, and their therapists give you valuable and honest insight to help you with whatever it is you are going through. They give you all the benefits and perspectives of traditional therapy without the hassle and waiting. Your dedicated Talkspace therapist can help you get to the root of your problems so you can work through them instead of ignoring them. And they have live video sessions where you can talk on a schedule that works for you. No need to wait for an appointment. Plus, Talkspace encryption and added security features keep your conversation fully protected. Get the one size fits one support you need with Talkspace. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code Lipstick at sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code Lipstick.
Will you explain why these peels, this exfoliation process that you've really created, why it is so important with anti-aging, which I hate the word, wrinkles, even skin tone, why that's so important?
I'm going to tell you why. Okay. Exfoliation is the least of it. You guys, to be honest with you, you got to understand something else. Okay. Which is that exfoliation is a great word and everyone loves it and it's beautiful to use in the commercial world, but from a dermatologic world, okay, that's the level I talk to you at, I teach to, that I formulate towards, it's cell turnover. What does that mean? Okay, guys, listen, there is two things it does. Number one is it rejuvenates your skin by having your skin replenish itself. Your skin becomes like accustomed to something that's saying, hey, every day, bring me your top layer of most beautiful, youngest cells to the surface and build collagen, okay? And increase your skin's own natural production of collagen, because you can't drink collagen. You can't. You can't even put collagen on your face, but collagen is the holy grail to looking younger, to having firmer skin. Collagen are the fibers. They're like the Roman pillars holding up buildings in your skin, okay? And as you get older, for a number of reasons, you lose collagen. We can go through them, right? But it starts with sun. It starts with genetics. It goes through wear and tear. It goes through, hey, you know what? Living life produces free radicals. Free radicals is something we can talk about. And by the way, everything I'm saying is true of retinol too, but the peel pads cause cell turnover, that rejuvenation, okay? And that sends a signal to the cells that make collagen. Your collagen production isn't reduced. Your collagen production is diminished and you can rev it back up. That's the way it goes. Rev up your own collagen production. So exfoliation, that makes the surface beautiful, absolutely. But the anti-aging benefits, the things that allow your skin to rejuvenate itself and get them to cells to wake up and be less sleepy, which has happened to every organ as we get older, right? The pancreas doesn't make as much insulin and you see diabetes kick in at a certain point in the normal lifespan of people at a certain age. The thyroid gets lazy. People get hypothyroid, right? And then they start to need a supplement for it. Bingo. Okay. The skin is no different than other organs. And its thing is when it slows down, it stops to make collagen. It stops to rejuvenate itself. It doesn't hydrate itself. So you have to reprogram the skin to get the desired effect. And that's what I do. And the peel was the first example.
So you said that you don't believe in consuming collagen. Like, do you think that all of those collagen supplements and powders, are those helpful, beneficial? Are they more just you know, psychologically you think I'm consuming collagen and helping myself? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm going to keep the science really simple, but I'm going to answer you scientifically. Okay. Collagen is like that Roman column thing I talked about, right? Pretend that Roman column is composed of a bunch of bricks, okay? Individual bricks make that column, right? Mm-hmm. What you need in your skin is the column with all those bricks constructing it, right? You cannot drink that Roman column because in your digestive system, it's broken down into bricks. And you'd never get that collagen, that Roman pillar, into your skin because it's broken down into bricks when it's consumed and digestive enzymes and stomach acids get to it. So eating collagen is destroyed by the digestive system and it's broken down into bricks, which are called amino acids, which build collagen, which is what collagen is composed of. Like all proteins, proteins are made of amino acids. It's like trains that you have all these, you have a car, a train has 10 cars. The train is your collagen. You broke it down into 10 independent cars. It's no good. They got to be connected and fortified and strong and unified. Collagen you put into your stomach is broken down. And yet in order to be effective in your skin, it needs to be that all 10 trains connected, that Roman pillar constructed of those bricks working to make it a fortified fiber. So you need to build this collagen because the cells that make collagen are the target. And the more you target it, the different ways you target those sleepy cells that make collagen to wake up and make more of it with ingredients like everything from carrots to steak, you know, or in this case, alpha beta peels, retinol, vitamin C, LED light, okay, niacinamide, antioxidants, okay. It is like asking, think about how complicated the chemistry of the human body is. Let's face it. Look at the blood tests you would get. Like how many lines are there, right? Look at the label of your vitamin bottle, right? How many vitamins are there, right? Look at the textbook of biochemistry that medical students have to learn, okay? Look at that book, right? There's a lot of science, but the bottom line is there's a lot of science, which means there's a lot of science necessary to get it right when it comes to building collagen on your face. And that's what I do. I understand that you have to come at it from different ways, different proportions, different angles, okay? And so you stimulate collagen, yes, alpha beta peels, great. Glycolic acid has amazing benefits. I could talk about the individual ingredients till the cows come home because it is fascinating and I think you guys want to learn it, but let's just stay top line here. So you need all those different ingredients to combine to work to make your collagen the best it possibly can, you know? That's the best way to fight the aging process for it when it comes to the skin, period. It's no different than, hey, how am I going to stay in shape? Am I going to stay in shape by just doing Stairmaster? Or am I just going to stay in shape by doing jumping jacks or doing bicep curls? No. Look at all the different exercises it takes to stay in shape. It's that complicated, but it's not that complicated. Okay. So the question is answered by the bona fide superstars of the world of formulating products, where I know there are legitimate, scientifically proven, clinically proven ingredients that work amazing. Those are the ones to use. The second thing to do is build a regimen for people so that it becomes easy. After the peel, you've gotten one thing done. It dries clean. What's the next thing you should do? My opinion, my products, my philosophy, and what we are educating about, and how the results that people are seeing that puts me in this position to talk to you about it 20 years later, is that you have to do multiple things. Alpha beta peel, next thing to think about is a serum. You should apply a serum. What are serums, right? You hear these words. Serums are like powerful veggie juices, okay? They're like the thing you put on your skin that you know when you're drinking the likes of it in a different way, you're giving yourself this powerful boost to accomplish whatever your goal is, right? Serums are targeted. Serums, you have some dry skin, hydrating serum. You have fine lines and wrinkles, retinol serum. You want deeper production. You want your fortification, more collagen depth, vitamin C. You want something easy to use every single day that is a machine that doctors use. And at best, people go to once a month. You get the LED Facewear Pro.
You guys know I love a routine, and specifically a morning routine. I've added a new step to my morning routine, and I have to say that I've noticed a huge difference. I was always so excited because I heard amazing things about this company. Well, I'm here to confirm that the rumors are true. I'm talking about Seeds Daily Synbiotic, aka probiotics, and they are the real deal. You all know we talk a lot about gut health on this podcast and how your gut literally affects everything, your skin, physical health, mental health, literally everything. I think we've had about 3 episodes on gut health so far, and that's how important it is to us here at Lipstick on the Rim. And as we always know, probiotics, they're not created equal. That's why I was so excited I found Seed. Seed's Daily Synbiotic is a broad spectrum, 2-in-1. That means probiotic and prebiotic. They use a formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains in scientifically studied dosages. They come in a 2-in-1 capsule that protects probiotics through digestion to ensure delivery to the colon. If you've taken a probiotic before and never felt a difference, it's likely because the good bacteria wasn't surviving your GI. That's your glycemic index tract. Seed is designed differently, and that truly is why it works. It's designed to support and benefit your body in and beyond the gut. Yes, Seed will support ease of bloating, healthy regularity, and ease of evacuation, if you know what I mean. But it will also support your gut barrier, skin health, heart health, and micronutrient synthesis. Many people see improvements in digestion within 24 to 48 hours, including bowel movement regularity and ease of bloating. I know I did, and it truly is amazing. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/lipstick and use code lipstick and redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/lipstick.
The listeners can't see it, but his Facewear Pro, it's the Spectralite. I look like Jason in it. I think Emisha has it as well. I actually brought it into the office. It is so easy, so great. It's an LED. Can you explain what it is?
Sure. So, okay, where are we on the conversation? We're building collagen, right? We're talking about how multiplicity and things are additive. Bingo. These different things, when used together, are additive to make your skin look great. And by the way, we're talking about collagen, but there's so many other things to talk about. How about pore size? How about uneven skin tones? How about lack of radiance? You know, how about just a problem with dullness? How about losing your vitality? How about sagging? How about deepening grooves? How about heavy eyelids? How about crow's feet? How about under eye circles? Every single thing that people complain about, that's what we focus on. I'm a dermatologist who creates products. It's a different kind of company. Okay. So we got we have basically the problems are solved based on what you need to get done, what you want. So the serum, peels are great for everybody. That peels like the best breakfast ever for the skin.
Can you use them every day? Like, do you recommend using them every day?
Every day. It's your healthy breakfast. Yeah.
It's your healthy breakfast.
Yeah. Bingo. So then you layer on serums. The point is that yes, LED is every day. Okay. The peels are every day. LED is a machine. The Facewear Pro is a device, FDA clear device, proven to the government, which is there to protect the people from fraudulent claims. Okay. That it has been cleared to, and I'm allowed legally in good faith to tell people that this does the job because they did the studies and they look at us. And here we have the US government seal of approval, okay? Which I'm happy to, which by the way, I love the system. I love the system because it's the truth. It really is. The fact that you can like say that drinking collagen really builds your skin by giving you more collagen, they never say that on the label. It breaks it down to the amino acids, which can be used to reconstruct by your skin back to collagen. But that's not how it works either. Because if that's the case, then you could just eat a piece of salmon and get your amino acids. You don't need to eat their product. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to look at their skin in the mirror, right? And say, what are my top three things? What do I want? What bothers me? You know? And then you can create a regimen. And that's what we do. We help you create a regimen. In fact, we have people, you can get virtual consultations with my staff who are trained. I teach them to look at your skin and hear you talk about your skin and do a consultation and recommend a regimen for you. It's pretty incredible. And so that's the level of care that I am providing our community. I would love to teach everybody how to fix everything. But the best thing I can do is help you, teach you and show you and explain and then provide products that are specific to your concern. So you do the alpha beta peel because that's universal. For soup to nuts, it works on pores. It works on radiance. It even hydrates. It helps build back your moisture barrier. It's two steps. Think about it. There's no two-step peels out there. That was the key to this. When you do a peel in the office, it's always two steps. And I was being told by the industry back then, here's a one-step peel, have your people use it. They'll get really red, come back another week, buy another box, get 30% this time. Next week is 40% acid, next week 50%, all the way up to 70. Then they get nice and red and then they start to flake and get really scaly. People were hating it. And I said, you know what? If they went through that downtime but still got results, I could buy into it. But they weren't seeing results either. So the whole thing was crazy, and that's when I developed the peel. That was the chemistry to really understanding what the entire world was getting wrong. And here I can tell you something else. And I can tell you about retinol. if you want to shift now into retinol.
That's our next question. We need, Imogen and I need a retinol. We need a retinol 101 because she and I have different skin and retinol can be very confusing. And it's one of those ingredients that people often use incorrectly. Like a lot of our friends will go on retinol. And when they go on retinol, yes, of course, they start to kind of have a more even skin tone, but then they get red and then they get dry because I think sometimes either they're using too much or they're just using it wrong.
Okay, so retinol, cool. So retinol is an incredible ingredient. And here's, you know what I loved about what you just said in your intro? And by the way, both your skins look great. And yes, you guys have very different skin. Insane. And so what you just said was the key point that everybody with different skin still needs retinol because retinol is one of those superstars. You have to have your top five. You know, those are your key and retinol's in there. You got to use it daily. But the challenge was that retinol was harsh, right? Retinol was something that, you know, forget about prescription retinoids. I mean, that people are getting those things by doctors and they can only use it every couple of days because it's so harsh. So, but even then, retinol that's out there was really a challenge for people, even if it was in the over-the-counter beauty product. The retinol that was so harsh made it so that people were still getting red and reactive and dry, flaky, uncomfortable. And it was the real challenge. And so I have just found, we did research and figured out what it is about retinol that makes it have any challenges, because despite that, the results are insane. But you want to keep it on this. You want to make sure that there's no throwing the skin off balance, that the skin doesn't get too dry or too irritated. So it's really important to me that I formulate products for people that have the antidote to the downside to using retinol, to the adverse effect. And so what I did was I combined retinol, and in what it does is it breaks down your moisture barrier. Okay. In other words, and here's just a little science you need to know about your skin, everybody, you know, and that's just, you know, you want to, and it's not that hard. The top layer of your skin, right? You've heard of dermis, you've heard of epidermis. Epidermis is on top of the dermis, but there's different layers in the epidermis, right? Okay. You're the 201 level here. Mm-hmm. In the epidermis, the top layer is designed to keep your moisture in your skin. And that's called the moisture barrier, right? Because your skin makes oils. We know that, right? Your skin has water in it. It's getting circulation. We know that, right? But in order for all those things to work, they have to stay contained within the skin. And to do that, the skin creates a membrane, a little tiny layer that's called the moisture barrier that locks in your own oils, your own hydration, and some products, right? But retinol hurts, injures, breaks down the moisture barrier. So now all your own natural oils escape. All the retinol products that I create, There are different forms of them. There's serums, there's creams, there's lotions, there's an overnight product. They all have different purposes. Using retinol in a specific way to really optimize all the different things it can do in its repertoire. You know?
Okay, I'll stop talking about interior design eventually. Just kidding. I never will. I never, ever, ever will. I seriously love it so much. And whether we're talking about my house or my office, I love redesigning spaces and making them yours. It truly has become a hobby of mine. I do have to say, though, it can be a nightmare. Don't even get me started on the issues I have run into when designing a space. And that's why I have become obsessed with Claire. You've heard me talk about this before. I'm going to talk about it again because they're making it one step easier to redesign your space, and I'm obsessed. It's a new online paint brand that makes paint shopping simple. Claire. Claire takes the hassle out of paint shopping with a streamlined selection of designer curated colors, mess-free peel and stick paint swatches, and premium paint and supplies delivered straight to your door. So it's perfect for right now. Another tool to help making choosing a color easy, Claire's peel and stick paint swatches. People, this is what sold me. They're an exact match to the paint color and finish, and you can instantly see what colors work best in your space. Just peel and stick. You can move them around
from room to room, and they're non-damaging to your walls, which is so incredible because what paint swatch of white looks good in one space, the next space, one door over, it looks completely green or purple or pink. I'm telling you, the peel and stick paint swatches are a game changer. Clarus is also great because the brand offers better paint formulations with zero VOC, Green Guard, gold certified for better indoor air quality and meets the most stringent chemical emission standards. Clarus is also great because the brand offers better paint formulations with zero VOC, Green Guard, gold certified for better indoor air quality and meets the most stringent chemical emission standards. So if you paint, you can feel good about using in your home. Clarus is a female-founded company, which we love. And with it being Women's History Month, I love nothing more than to shout out our female-founded company. The founder and CEO also happens to be an interior designer. She saw the traditional paint shopping experience was outdated and full of hassle and decided to create a better brand and a whole new experience that's easier, more convenient, and more inspiring. Visit Claire at www.claire.com/lipstick. That's www.claire.com/lipstick to get started and use code LIPSTICK to receive $5 off your first gallon of paint. That's www.claire.com/lipstick with code LIPSTICK for $5 off.
My friends and Emisha, we go back and forth with, you know, and I think what you've just explained is that not all retinol is made the same. The mixture, the ingredients that are in the actual bottle. You guys, he just launched the Texture Renewal Serum, the Advanced Retinol in Furlic, and I use it on the eyes, which is the Triple Correction Eye Serum and the serum. And I have to say, it is great. It doesn't leave me dry. It doesn't leave me red. It hopefully is doing something that it should because I feel like I am still exfoliating and I have been using it now for probably like two months, but it definitely has made a huge difference. I'm one of those people that kind of got scared of prescription hydroquinone, retinol, Retin-A, just because again, I would get in this cyclical, you know, period with my face of where it would be great, but then it would be too dry and then it'd be too red. And so I love it. I have to say it's great. Just one more thing going back to free radicals. Can you explain what those are and where do free radicals come from and how we prevent it? Because people throw around the term all the time.
Great question, really. And in fact, let me tell you, it is probably one of the most important things to understand, you know, as you prepare to create a regimen for yourself, right? As you really look to see which products you need and what you want to accomplish. Free radicals. When we talked about collagen, free radicals are like little Pac-Men that, remember, my Roman column idea, right, of a strong pillar holding your skin up, that's the collagen fiber, right? Pac-Men are like little things that, the free radicals are like little Pac-Men that actually start to nibble away at the column and erode it little by little, year after year, okay? And they can come from any number of things, right? Or like woodpeckers. That's like a woodpecker on a tree, you know, how it just like chips and chips and chips and chips. That's like what this is doing. And they're electrons, okay? And they're electrically charged. And they really have like little lightning bolts attacking your collagen fibers, your delicate little fibers, right? Skin, amazing, right? A challenge. They don't hold a candle to that kind of power, that kind of energy. Literally, it's energy, right? That's corrosive. It causes injury, right? So anyway, and it can come from any number of things. Obviously, number one is sun exposure, right? Sun does that. Sun energy, that heat you feel in your skin. Well, it's getting into your skin, and packaged in that heat is ultraviolet light. Now, it might not, it can happen to you like on the ski slopes too. So it doesn't have to be heat either. But in that pocket of energy coming from the sun is ultraviolet rays. And those are the rays that cause free radicals in your skin. That's what they're doing. That sun's rays basically are composed of rays of free radicals.
So we should use sunscreen to protect ourselves is a big takeaway I'm getting because as Molly knows, I was not a big sunscreen person for many years up until recently. So I'm probably full of free radicals is my big takeaway right now.
You probably are, simply because, and I can tell you, your skin looks everywhere. Great. Your skin looks great, but you still needed sunscreen. And I'm really being, sometimes it's hard to say things, you know, but the truth is that the sun damage you got years ago is still alive in your skin. Even though you quit using, you know, you quit staying in the sun excessively and you started using sunscreen religiously. Great. But for those who still aren't, their skin's making free radicals to this day. And for those who did in the past, you can run but you can't hide because it does cause what's called premature aging. Regardless of what, and by the way, premature means for you, right? You can be someone who has inherited incredible skin genetics and your DNA is great. And you will not, you know, when you know you're 70, you're going to look years younger. But for that person who's had some sun, you know, they won't look as great at 70 as they could have, you know. So you want, because the free radicals from when they did get sun, the sun's rays, they set up a chain reaction in your skin, and it makes more and more free radicals. There's no getting away from it. It's unbelievable, actually. Okay, so the key thing is antioxidants, right? Which when I'm talking about the holy grail of anti-aging stuff that you need, and I know you hate the word, I do, Molly, I know you hate the word, but it's just the word that I'm talking about aging when I'm talking about biochemistry, okay? It's not anything else, but it's a discussion of biochemistry, right? And the root to it all in that regard is one of them, is free radicals, right? So it destroys your collagen, and it creates more hyperpigmentation. It makes you have large pores even. You know, people, as they get older, their pores start to get bigger. It's not because they neglect washing their face, and not all of them go to bed with makeup on. It's because sun damage from years ago causes your pores to look larger later in life, because actually the collagen fibers are causing like firm fibers around those pores. And then as the collagen gives way, those pores expand, they open up.
I literally had a group of women, I was at a lacrosse tournament, say, I don't know why I've gotten older, my pores have gotten bigger. Literally all three of them said the same exact thing.
So what's the thing to do for those people in that case? What should they look to do? Build what?
Get those pads.
Build collagen.
Start using your pads, and build collagen.
Pads build collagen. The key is to build the collagen, So there you have it. Retin A or retinol, as great as they are, the one thing they are not is antioxidants. That's how nature is, right? That orange might have great vitamin C in it, but it certainly doesn't have dairy proteins, or doesn't have the fiber that you can get by eating vegetables, right? But it does have its powerful thing. So vitamin C is a completely different thing that retinol and tretinoins and retinol, they're not that. They don't fight free radicals, okay? Retinol does not fight free radicals, and yet you have them, so you have to be cognizant of it as you build a healthy routine for yourself. Vitamin C, antioxidants, take those Pac-Men, take those little woodpeckers, put a net around them and pull them away from your collagen fibers, period. Freeze your skin of them. And every day they're coming back, they're still on the attack because those free radicals are endless. They are part of a chain reaction. They reproduce themselves. You got to just keep up with it. So you need to put on an antioxidant every single day. And when you do, you have protected your collagen, right? Because that's what the Pac-Men are doing. That's what they're destroying. So vitamin C protects you from the free radicals. And if you had too much sun in the past, you got to use vitamin C now. If you're starting to see fine lines and wrinkles or laxity or any kind of skin that doesn't look firm anymore, you got to use vitamin C because all those things are the sign of a loss of collagen, okay? So vitamin C is, and because here's the thing you got to know, one more thing, and this is why I love what I do, because this fascinates me. Vitamin C also builds your collagen. Remember those sleepy cells we talked about? It not only protects them from the, it not only protects your collagen, it makes the cells that produce more collagen wake up. And it starts to help produce the, your own natural production of collagen even more. So it's additive to retinol. It's additive to alpha-beta peels. And at the same time, uniquely, it's an antioxidant protecting you from free radicals, from any sun exposure you might have had or any other reason you're building it, that protects your collagen from those little devils that are destroying it. Brilliant molecule. Vitamin C is unbelievable. You need vitamin C, you need retinol, and you need the alpha beta peel. And LED is a whole nother story, and it is a device. And that's just something I want to tell you about, which is modern, in my opinion, where we're going is everything is this combination of these of great ingredients used together to really help people put together a package for their own particular purposes. I'm going to tell you something very interesting. Free radicals also cause hyperpigmentation. How crazy is that? It doesn't just stop there when it works on your collagen, because it also starts to tantalize the cells in your skin that are responsible for making you look tan. That pigmentation is made by a very special type of skin cell called a melanocyte, which is different from a cell from the sweat gland or cells from the sebaceous gland or cells in the epidermis or cells that make collagen. All these cells, and I'm loving how this conversation is now talking about cells and you guys are totally on board here, that the cell that makes pigmentation is injured by free radicals. And it what does it do? It makes too much pigment. Is that any surprise? And so free radicals give you hyperpigmentation. Antioxidants can also help you with dark spots. And sometimes, and that is, let me tell you, when you get rid of dark spots on your skin, to me, that is the number one most underrated thing that people don't understand. When your skin is devoid of all this different modeling of different colors and different shades, and you have this that to me is a major contributor to radiance. That is how the skin, that word, and that's another thing I love to talk about. We use these words, like you just said, I love the question, like, what about free radicals? Right, words we use all the time. What is radiance? What? How come when we say the word radiance, we all say, yeah, we want radiance, you know? So how do you get radiance? Well, as a dermatologist, and this is as a product formulator, okay? The way you get radiance is a couple ways. First thing you do, what is radiance? It is that glow. It is that gorgeous, dewy, everything's going right. My skin is popping. Look, right? And we've all had that at some point in our life, right? But how about trying to get it every single day? We can get that, right? And so radiance is that look, right? That beautiful, great look. The first thing you do, you got it. How do you build radiance? Multiple things. It's additive again, right? First thing you do is you have to really basically give it the nutrition it needs, right? There are certain ingredients that the skin absolutely loves that just your skin's going to be radiant as long as it's healthy. So it comes down to giving certain ingredients in products that people are likely to get, no matter whether they choose my retinol product or my vitamin C product or a moisturizer that has different ingredients in it for different problems. I know that I put in all of my products, without even talking about it, I put in all the ingredients that we know are going to give you radiance.
So what are three of those ingredients? Like, what would three of those ingredients be like to look for?
Gosh, okay. Green tea extract. Beautiful. There are something called, in my moisturizers, I put ingredients that hydrate the skin, that build back your moisture barrier, that give so ceramides and phospholipids and sphingolipids. These are big words, but just those are the things that I, other ingredients that you may, I love niacinamide. Niacinamide is beautiful. It's vitamin B3. Let me just tell you what vitamin, you want to hear the repertoire of niacinamide? I'm just going to rattle it off for you, okay? One molecule, right? Combats redness, combats hyperpigmentation, builds back your moisture barrier, is an antioxidant, and helps reduce inflammation. One molecule. How insane. Wow. Am I crazy or is that not incredible?
That's incredible. I mean, it really, yeah. And now niacinamide is now like, you hear it over and over and over, and that's the reason why.
I love spring. I love spring, but more importantly, I love spring fashion. There's nothing better than coming out of winter wearing all those great transition outfits, dresses, sweaters, t-shirts, shorts, and a great pair of jeans. I love it all. We recently had episode 45 titled Your Spring Vacation Handbook, where we discussed everything we were loving for this spring, and more specifically, spring break. I had my two really great best girlfriends, Mary Alice Haney and Andrea Lublin, join me, who are two amazing stylists, I might add, to share all of our must-haves for spring vacation and the upcoming trends we will be seeing this summer. You guys have to check it out. I love everything they have on Macy's. They are really trying to streamline the shopping experience, and I'm here for it. If you go to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle, you can shop the best curated sections. There's nothing better than a curated section. They have categories like the relaxed jean, the no-no makeup look, the matching set, and do prep your way. I love to embrace the always classy, never pretentious looks from prep masters like Polo Ralph Lauren. And there's nothing better than finding the perfect sweater or jacket that'll show off your personality. And they are making it so much easier. They take all the current trends and make it so easy to incorporate them into your daily wardrobe. And you get to see them all together, all curated. And when you're a Macy's Star Rewards member, you'll earn rewards on every purchase except gift card services and fees. Prepare rake in the rewards and use them on new pieces that'll bring spring to your wardrobe. Whether it's a grown-up twist on jelly sandals, oh my God, I'm glad they're back, or a chic take on the classic white tee, I'm actually wearing one now that I bought at Macy's. Macy's has got the trends that are always as fresh as the new season. Head on over to Macy's.com/star rewards. That's Macy's.com/star rewards.
If you, well, this is two questions. What are your top three products from your line? And the second question is, what's happening next? Like with skincare, where are we going?
Right. Okay. Ladies, you're asking me to choose three of my products.
It's very difficult. It's like choosing your favorite three children.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let me tell you why I create new products. And I'll tell you about my two newest products. Okay. Alpha Beta Peel. Got to be. Right. The key thing is, so in my company, we're constantly doing research, you know, whenever, and we do a lot of R&D and we do a lot of clinical testing. It's a really, you know, I'm a doctor and it starts with like that whole approach you get in medical school. There are people who, you know, are, you can get around a lot of these things and start to, you can inject fillers and have it take a 6-week training course and get certification. I mean, is that really being a dermatologist? I beg to differ. Creating products to me is all about research and constantly striving to give you even better results. So, and whenever we find something new, we are quick to market. We get it in there. And by the way, then everyone starts to copy me. Okay. And I got into a point where I no longer feel resentful. I think like, you know what, just it's going to happen. But, you know, I've been talking about hard water for the longest time, and now everyone's talking about hard water. And I tell you, half of them don't even really understand what hard water is, but that's a different story. So newness is about new discoveries, okay? So I have a new product that is a retinol product, and it is called the Texture Renewal Serum, right? Have you tried that one?
I have it here. It's the one I was just talking about. It's the brown one. It's Advanced Retinol and Furlic. It is unbelievable. Is it out yet? You sent it to me. I've been using it now for a couple months. And the eye one is the triple concentration eye serum. I'm telling you, these two products are the fucking bomb.
And let me tell you something. So yeah, they're out 2 months. To me, that's still new. You gotta understand that. To a company, that's still new. 2 months, right? And they are like selling out like crazy. And because it is new technology, new results, new science. And so what does that product do for you? That's a product. Remember, here's what's beautiful. We're just really talking about a lot of stuff today. There's another variable that makes the skin look good. We talked about, we all know about fine lines and wrinkles. We know about, maybe we know about hyperpigmentation, but we talked about radiance, right? And there's another thing, which is texture to the skin. Texture is really an incredible thing. And what is texture, right? Texture is a look of firmness, basically, of smoothness on the skin. So there are people who have like, they're complaining. And again, as a dermatologist, I hear this. I remember I've seen over 150,000 people face to face in my career, right? And I examine them all and I talk to them all. So a lot of times they don't like that rough texture to their skin. They want smooth skin, you know? And I don't know if either, I don't think either of you have an issue with this, but smoothness is something you can't get enough of, okay? Because there is a look up there with radiance, up there with getting rid of your hyperpigmentation and getting rid of that mottled look, that once you start to do all the, and firming, these are the goals of skincare. These are the goals that everyone should be striving for, because that's when you get your, you get all pistons firing to give your skin that most beautiful look. Texture is a key player here. And a lot of it has to do, this is, just understand this, is how you look with light on you, you know, how your skin is illuminated as you are being seen, as you see yourself, right? And that means you need to have a surface that is the perfect appearance, that the most beautiful looking skin. The reason these celebrities look so fantastic is because they have each of them perfected the way light reflects off their skin, okay? And texture is something where the skin is so smooth that light hits you and bounces off you in the same perfect angle, the same exact way, as opposed to having scattered look. It sounds maybe a little bit too much for people who aren't scientists, but you have to understand that texture is smoothness. And smooth skin, if you have like any degree of roughness, right, little blemishes, you know, little bumps, larger pores, finer lines, crepiness, all that stuff is what texture renewal is going to help you with. And it's an incredible new dimension to the skin. And that's why, Molly, you're so blown away by it, because it's really first of its kind.
I'm drinking it too right now after just speaking to you about it. I love that I'm an OG. I've had it for 2 months. All right. We do a little rapid fire on Lipstick on the Rim, and we wanted to do a skincare version with you. So answer every question with the first answer that comes to mind. Are you ready? Here we go. Most important skincare ingredient.
Oh, you can't be serious.
Rapid fire.
We're talking vitamin C. I think vitamin C is incredible. You heard me.
Everyone says that.
I'm so crazy about it. I can't believe it. But how about niacinamide being a second up, you know? Oh my God.
Most underrated in-office skin procedure.
The most underrated skin procedure, I will tell you, is probably the retinol peel. And now you can do it at home. That's why I created that product. The retinol peel is once or twice a week. It's next level stuff. I know this, and I created it because when we do it in my office, people, I'm telling you, you can have your biggest, most important event coming up the next day, and it is going to get you there. So the retinol peel is an incredible procedure, now a product.
Is caffeine good for your skin?
No, in excess, right? If in moderation, it's totally fine. In excess, it's really not good for you, because it basically increases and simulates adrenaline levels. And adrenaline tenses your muscles in your skin. And it really does contribute to things like fine lines and wrinkles and probably even free radicals.
How often should you exfoliate?
Every day. Every day.
Best way to get rid of a zit fast?
Ooh. Good question. Love that. Best way to get rid of it. Well, I'll tell you. Well, the first thing is I like sulfur. Look for an ingredient that's sulfur, a sulfur mask, for example. That's what we have. It's a spot treatment. I don't believe in acne is best treated by using something that clears you every single day and prevents it from happening in the first place. Once you clear up, that's to me my goal. And that's the way we treat acne. But to get rid of that single pimple, sulfur dries it out by sucking out everything for you.
Mineral or chemical sunscreen?
I feel passionately it's mineral. I don't like chemical sunscreens. I never use them, ever. The physical blocks are zinc oxide, basically, and titanium dioxide. It's that simple. I love zinc oxide. The problem is it's always been white and pasty. And here again, our research, we nailed it. We give you a physical block, which is healthier, in my opinion, and it, no more of that white like look that's safe that, you know, lifeguards used to have, you know, or that people just never liked it because it made them look like, you know, really like they were wearing white paint on their skin. So, but I don't like the fact that the chemical sunscreens get into your bloodstream, you know, and that's what the Food and Drug Administration talked about. And they discovered that. That to me, no way. I don't put it on myself. I don't give it to my family. I don't give it to anyone I care about. And I certainly don't give it to my patients and my clients because I want that cleared up. I don't like the fact that this chemicals is getting into people's bloodstream. So why would you even take that chance? Right.
You're amazing. Honestly, like when you ever get that question of like, if you could invite like one person to sit with you at a dinner party, you would be my person. You're incredible. And I love because we get so many skincare questions. And I will say your line is one line that I can say, whatever your problem is, go to Dr. Dennis Gross. Like you have incredible formulas for hyperpigmentation, for texture, for wrinkles, for anti-aging, and overall, you know, the appearance, as you say, of being radiant. But I will say your products are worth it. And I will say I love the new texture renewal. It's incredible. And we love you. And if you guys are in New York, you guys can visit Dr. Dennis Gross and also check out his site. I mean, he has a great skincare site that they can answer questions. You can do virtuals with him and his team. And you can follow him on Instagram at Dr. Dennis Gross. But Emish and I, you know, we love you and thank you. And you're just the best.
It was
you're
great talking to you guys.
You were amazing. I feel smarter. I feel like I learned so much.
We love our skincare lesson. Like literally, it's a skincare lesson. That's why we wanted to bring you on for our listeners. Because you teach. And that's so important because you do want to know the why of it all. You know, I think, you know, why are you using it? Why are you putting it on your skin? And why are you buying it? And so I think you're such a great, and you are a dermatologist, a surgeon, but also you are a product developer, which is super cool and amazing. And we thank you for taking the time here at Lipstick on the Rim. I feel younger talking to him, don't you, Emisha? All right, you guys, be sure to tune in next week. You guys are going to be obsessed and we'll miss you. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.